Welcome to a podcast of Aurelia Community Church, where we desire to bring the whole gospel to the whole person, to the whole world, proclaiming the liberating power of the gospel as we grow, serve, and go. Join us in this message as we look to the scriptures, seeking to be transformed into the image of Christ.
Or something. The most common welcome, the most common way they begin is the leader will say, "Praise Jesus." And the group would respond with, "Praise Jesus." And then the leader would say, "Praise Jesus again." And they sometimes would keep going multiple times over that. And so I just want to praise Jesus for those 2 weeks in Kenya and for the ministry opportunities. I want to say thank you for all of your prayers. I know as a team we knew that people were praying for us. I want to say thank you for all your financial gifts and that sort of kicked the whole team over the top in terms of what we could provide and lead behind in Kenya. It was so neat to see that. I'm going to give you a very quick overview of our time there. It took us 17 hours to get to Kenya. 17 hours of flying time. It was a little bit longer than 17. It was about a 3-hour stopover in Zurich. But 17 hours of traveling, flying time, which was less than it took some of our friends who were at the conference. There was a group from Burundi who took 24 hours on a bus, or actually 3 buses, to get to where we are. So there's Kenya's up at the top in the mauve colored, and you can see Burundi in the green. There was people from Burundi and Rwanda, Tanzania, Congo, Sudan, South Sudan, Somalia. There was one guy there from Afghanistan who was there because he had to flee for his life. He was threatened multiple times because he was a believer, and so he'd left Afghanistan about 5 years ago. It took him 2 years to get to Kenya, and then his family just arrived. His wife and 4 kids just arrived 3 months ago, and so on the last day of conference, he came he brought his family on the last day, and he was just so excited to introduce us to his wife and children. It was great. We were welcomed everywhere we went. And I think we can learn something from our Kenyan friends or our African friends about how to welcome people. Everywhere we went, there was tea or water, food. After speaking one time, they gave me this shirt. And we sat at the places of honor. I was regularly called pastor or teacher or bibi, which is Kiswahili for father. And so there was 5 of us on the team. If we can go to the next slide. And then we added one from Uganda. So myself, Jean-Paul from Uganda, who's the next one over, had been communicating via email for about a year and a half, and then sort of the last minute he was able to join us and to do some of the teaching. And then Diane and Amy and Gord, were on the team. And so we were there for the conference and for a whole variety of things. Let me give you a quick overview. We went down to the Maasai area, which is in the very south of Kenya, close to the Tanzanian border. Next slide, Tony. And so we were welcomed by this choir as we got to one of the Maasai churches. And this is a Maasai wrap, and so they would be wearing this most of the time, because a day like today is just absolutely freezing for them. When we were in Nairobi, temperature was about 22, 23, 20, 24, and we were constantly asked, "Aren't you guys cold?" And after coming from, it was a week of high 30s when we left, we said, "This is really nice. We're really enjoying it." The Maasai are something like the Afar. They're semi-nomadic people. They move around. They're herdsmen, and in the past they've been a warrior people. Very colorful dress. The men have this incredible jumping dance, and you can see they just jump vertically, and they'll do that for hours. Just amazing. They live in very remote areas, but a very loving people, and the church there is starting to grow. There's 2 or 3 churches through Vision Ministries Kenya that are just starting to do some great things. On the Sunday, I spoke at a slum church in Nairobi, in the Kabaya slum. So that's That's right on the edge of the slum. That's the Air Force base on the right-hand side. That's a small slum in Nairobi. There was maybe 250,000 people living there. One of the larger slums has, nobody really knows for sure, but they estimate over 1 million people living in that slum. And so the Shelter of Hope Church where I spoke, next slide, has, so there's a small gathering. There's their pre-service prayer team at the front. They brought more chairs in for the service. They've got a church. They've got a school. They have a medical clinic there. They have a children's crisis counseling center, which is really, really neat to see a resource like that in the midst of a slum. Next slide. Up on the top, we've got a number of teachers and students here. That's a grade 4 classroom up at the top. In the middle here, that's the kitchen, and they feed breakfast and lunch for over 200 kids every day out of that kitchen. So sometimes we think we got to have the fanciest and the best, but they do with what they have. On the right is they're one of the few places in that part of the slum that has a water collection system and actually has water. They hand dug a trench 150 meters long, so they could connect to the sewage line, so that they actually have flush toilets in their outhouses. Most places in the slum have no electricity. They do have electricity that comes into the school occasionally. The Sunday I was there, they had no power. We didn't have it, so everything was without any musical instruments. Most places don't have sewage. In fact, the slums in Nairobi are notorious for what they call flying toilets, which means you go to the washroom in a baggie and then you chuck the bag out your window. And so the streets are an adventure to walk down. it was neat. I was talking, one of the guys I met was a guy by the name of Zedekiah. He's originally from Somalia, lives in one of the slums in Kenya. I had to talk to him like this because he was about 6'8". He'd make you look short, Stan. This guy was huge. But he talked about how they're starting to clean up the little strip of land in front of their church building. And they've talked to another pastor who pastors a different church, a different group, 10, 12 doors down. And they've started to clean up in front of theirs. And they're hoping eventually they'll clean up the whole section in between. And so one step at a time, starting to clean things up. And even as they've begun to clean up the area in front of their church, it's amazing the questions they're starting to get asked. Why are you doing that? And they're able to share about who Jesus is. It's amazing how coming out of an environment like that, how dressed up people are when they come to church and so clean and everything. Main thing we were there for was to speak at the conference, the power of team, and weren't quite as many people there as they had expected, but many nationalities, at least nine countries represented. So I spoke at one of the main sessions, led seven workshops, about an hour and a half long, over a course of 3.5 days. So it was a very busy time, and then all sorts of conversations with folks over lunch and dinner. And there's my friend Jean-Paul from Jean Basma, I should say, from Burundi, and I have having lunch together. Pastors and church school administrators, some Bible school profs. It was a hunger, real hunger, to learn from God's word. Next slide. That's a picture of most of the people. There was a whole bunch who had left early, so that was Friday morning. And since then, I've had all sorts of email conversations. Yesterday, there was a group in Burundi who pulled together 8 or 9 pastors who taught my notes. I know this coming Saturday, there's 15 in Uganda that are meeting together. Next week, I've got a a Skype conversation with a Bible college president, got Bible college teacher, but using some resources. And so there's a hunger for that. Of course, as we travel, there's markets everywhere. And just as we're driving along, this picture on your right, you know, we stop to buy pineapple, and people are running right up with pineapples on a stick and ready to sell it. It was a couple times we're driving along, and somebody would come running out from the side of the road carrying a couple of pineapples and throw them in the vehicle, then keep running, hoping for some money to come. Different sense of fast food. Next slide. Just some pictures of various transportation, the types of buses and tuk-tuks and carts that people pull. But buses in Kenya and in Nairobi, they're honking all the time because that's how you get business. And so they'll be honking and somebody. The assistant will get off the bus and start calling people and come up to you and say, you're going so-and-so, and try and get you on their bus. Next slide. Again, that was just some street scenes, you know, just down a fairly major road, and you got cattle being herded. I'm not sure wide loads are... No flags on those wide loads in Kenya, in Nairobi. So, actually that was in Ugis. So the other main thing we went to was to, dedication of this new facility in Mumba, near, Ugis. So it's about a 10-hour drive from Nairobi to Ugis over some fairly major road. Except one of the features of Kenyan life is if you're living anywhere along that road and you get a number of neighbors together who said, we'd really like to have a speed bump, you can get permission to put a speed bump in. So you're driving along at 80 clicks and suddenly there's a speed bump, which most of the time was okay because it was enough traffic that you could tell there was a speed bump there because they'd been painted at one point, but the paint has long worn off. And I was sitting in the back row of our Toyota 4Runner that we're driving. And so particularly as we're driving at night, if there was a little bit less traffic, I'm not sure whether I came out shorter or taller. You know, shorter because of all the banging or taller because of the bump on my head. So we, over a period of about 4 or 5 hours, we saw 6 churches in the Homa Bay area, from very small groups of maybe 40 people to a couple of churches that had over 400 people that were gathered there and met with pastors and leaders and were able to pray for them and pray for the ministry. We had lunch on Lake Victoria, which in the Homa Bay area is overgrown with these weeds. That's actually the bay. You can see the fishing boats just can't get out. And over here on the right, that's the fish market. So they could get out some, but come back in. And so we had lunch overlooking the bay, and fried tilapia up at the top. That's our team with some of the Kenyans who are with us. And you just look beside the table, and you've got sheep grazing beside you. And it was in that area I was offered an acre of land if I want to move to Kenya. So that was kind of neat to have that sort of offer, because it's sort of a way of validation of the ministry and the opportunities you had there. And so, you know, if Nairobi was comfortable, 22, 24 degrees, Ugis, Mumbu area was hot. By 10 o'clock in the morning, it was 39 degrees with high humidity. And in Kenya, you don't preach like this. As I told you just before we left, it's long sleeve shirt and tie, and the Kenyans usually had jackets on. We didn't. So there I'm preaching. That's probably about 11:30 in the morning. And after anybody speaks or shares their testimony, the next person up, the leader, sort of gives a brief summary of the message. And so Pastor John over here on your right is he's really getting into my message and gives an interpretive dance version of what I spoke on. So the service started 9:30 in the morning, And about 2:30, next slide, we cut the ribbons to go into the building, where we had another couple of hours of welcomes and speeches and praises and giving thanks and celebrating. And then about 4:30, we move outside to have lunch together. So, you know, it was a long day and a very hot day. You know, we had shelters for anybody who was there, and there was probably about 400 people there, except when you're speaking and you're out in the hot sun. I'm not sure how many bottles of water I drank that day, but I know I drank an awful lot. And so you get this church building, this new church building in Mumbo, and you look around, and it's in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't look like there's anything around. But they told us that within 4 kilometers, there were 35,000 people living. I'm looking, where are they? You know, but they're all small little groups of houses. And so about 35,000 there. And I look around the building, and there were three vehicles that we were using, because we brought a number of people from Nairobi. So the worship team and all the equipment and some other leaders, the vehicle that we were in. There was a couple of motorcycles and about 3 bicycles. And everybody else had walked. Almost that 400 people that were there walked, or they got somebody else to drive them, or they got a taxi to bring them there, or a minivan that would be, you know, not 7 people in a minivan. You know, that's a waste of space. You know, you put 15 or 20 people in a minivan and bring people. And then finally, last picture. There's the motorcycle you guys helped buy, and so there's probably another one coming. There's enough resources so we can probably buy a second motorcycle, as well as we left. All of us took two bags, and one of our bags was just jam-packed full of books, and so we left a whole bunch of books there and resources. We've left some funds there for Vision Ministry to Kenya to distribute as they have need. I'll be sharing more about Kenya as the weeks go on, but I'd give you this morning just a quick overview of what we are involved in. And again, I want to say thank you for you guys praying for not only myself but for the whole team, and for your generous financial gifts. And so I'm going to invite our worship team to come back up.
We pray that God will use this message to strengthen your faith and draw you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. If you're interested in other sermons or want to know more about Aurelia Community Church, please visit our website at www.occweb.org.